Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Worship Q&A Podcast. I'm Dwayne Moore. Each week, we take a question that a worship leader has asked us, and we try to answer it both scripturally and practically. You can also find these podcasts in text form on our blog site at nextlevelworship.com/blog. Today, the question we're looking at is this one. Dwayne, how can I know if my congregation is engaging in worship, truly worshiping God? Now, that is a good and important question. I think to find the answer to that question, first we need to understand the four stages of congregational worship. Everyone in our congregation is in one or more of these stages. The stages are progressive. One stage leads to the next, that leads to the next. It's a maturing process and involving heart change and spiritual understanding. The first stage is watching it. Remember how Isaiah's vision in Isaiah chapter 6 began with him seeing the Lord high and lifted up? He was dropped right into the middle of this amazing heavenly worship service. Yet all he could do at first was observe it. He wasn't involved in the worship that was going on. He didn't start with participating in it, getting involved with it. He was just watching it. I believe this sums up many people in our congregations. They mostly watch others worship. They don't really participate in it. Perhaps some of those watching have never trusted Christ as their Savior. I don't believe a non-Christian can worship the Lord, because true worship is adoring God and loving Him with our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Lost people simply can't do that. They don't have hearts capable of loving God in that way. Lost people aren't the only ones not worshiping in our churches. Even Christ followers may only be watching it at times. We too can be disengaged from the service, just observing it aloofly. I remember going to a Catalyst conference a few years ago. They had incredible music from a talented, well-rehearsed band. Their lights and stage looked amazing, and the sound was top-notch. As the opening session began, I immediately started evaluating the technical and musical elements of that service. A lady I knew was standing beside me, and I guess it was obvious to her what I was and wasn't doing. So she kindly said, "Dwayne, you need to engage in worship." Well, she was right. I wasn't engaging in the worship experience or focusing on the Lord at all. I was only watching from a distance. Every week, our band, our choir, praise team, we warm up and prepare in advance, both musically and spiritually. However, when the countdown ends and the music begins, there are people in our congregation whose hearts have not been so warmed up yet to worship. Many of them start the service just watching. The second stage goes from watching worship to giving it. After Isaiah had observed the Lord being worshiped in his vision, he said, "Woe is me." Suddenly, Isaiah realized that what was happening in that service affected him personally. He saw his own sinfulness and his own need for God and for forgiveness. He went from passively watching worship to actively participating in the experience. The conviction he sensed led him to confession, which brought him to a point of cleansing and being able to truly worship the Lord. I love Isaiah 6, and I love that story. You see, we can't be content with our people merely watching us worship. We want them to participate in the experience too. They can do that in a variety of ways. Their praise may come out of them in the form of raising their hands or singing loudly, or they may just sit there quietly contemplating what they see and hear. They may be dealing with some things on the inside, but one way or the other, they are beginning to participate in the worship, not just watch it. The third stage in the progression of our congregation's worship is that they begin to live it during the week. As worship leaders, we can't settle for them just giving praise to God on Sundays. Our goal should be that they live worship every day. How do we know if they're doing that? We can tell it by their lifestyles, by their attitudes, by their faithfulness to God and to the church, by the fruit of the Spirit in their lives. These are things that make it obvious they're growing and maturing in God. Those are strong indicators that they are learning to live worship and surrendering to the Lord throughout the week. The ultimate goal for our congregation should be that they share worship with others. Isaiah wasn't satisfied just keeping his worship experience to himself. He had gotten a glimpse of God's glory, and it changed him. Now he wanted to share it with other people. He volunteered when the Lord asked, "Who will go for me?" Like with Isaiah, true worship will motivate us to witness, to share our faith with others. It should cause us to run toward the lost and the needy, not away from them. Let me give you three things we can do to help move them along. First, we have to constantly pray for our congregation, first and foremost. Only the Lord can change people's hearts and motivate them toward deeper worship. We also need to be patient with our people. Some will mature and move through the stages quickly, while others seem to fluctuate back and forth. On some Sundays, they'll come ready and primed for worship, but on other Sundays, they'll show up with foul attitudes, or they just won't show up at all. Remember what Paul said, "Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love." That's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. And finally, be persistent in teaching them the foundational principles of worship. Teach them through your songs, through the prayers you pray, or the things you say on stage and off stage. I want you to ask yourself now, do I tend to observe worship more than engage in it? Am I honoring God and worshiping Him every day? Ultimately, am I sharing my faith and sharing the worship God put in my heart with people around me? If we want our congregations to give, live, and share worship, then as leaders, we must consistently give, live, and share authentic worship ourselves. Hey, I'd love to hear your comments and ideas of ways we can move our people to become better worshipers. Go to our website at nextlevelworship.com/blog. Find this article on the four stages of congregational worship and leave me a comment. Let me know what you think. And send us a question you'd like for us to answer. We'll do the best we can to get that question answered for you. Thanks so much.